1294.9, the Bay Area Music Station. So, it's JV, it's Rico, it's Selena. I need some phone calls on this. And when I say I need some phone calls, I don't mean, you know, like, is he serious? Don't contemplate. Is he serious? Does he need calls? Because I don't need to call. No, I need calls on this. 888-333-9490. I'm trying to help Rico's wife, Stephanie. She just simply wants to watch a movie with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, simply just wants to watch a good old movie with me. No, she wants to watch Magic Mike that came out yesterday on DVD.
What is wrong with Magic Mike?
Yo, everything. The fact that it's just a bunch of male strippers showing off their junk on a
It's not
show?
Just junk. There are some very nice G-strings. I saw some great designs. True. Oh, God, the sparkles and the glitter.
Yeah.
You can really, you can do a lot with a G-string. Listen. We should do a G-string competition between Rico and Darrell and myself and Scuba Steve.
Who's going to bedazzle the stretch marks on my ass?
Bedazzled stretch marks.
No, but what's the problem, Rico? Like, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
You think it's going to, like, turn you gay or something?
No, I don't think it's going to.
You know what? I think that's what it is. I think Rico is worried that he will watch these half-naked guys. Mm-hmm. And see their abs and see, you know, the banana hammocks. And then you're going to get aroused. And then you have to explain that to your wife. That's what I think.
Anyway. Yeah,
I am not going to get aroused. Do you want to know why? Because I'm not watching the movie. Simple as that.
Here's what I want to open up the phone lines on. 888-333-9490. Do you think Rico should just watch this movie with his wife to make her happy? It's not always about, like, you and your insecurities about...
Insecurities.
Otherwise, you could just enjoy the movie. Like, you do it for your kids.
Yes.
Don't tell me you don't love Lion King or whatever's out, Madagascar 12. You don't love it. But if your kids are like, Dad, I really want to see it. Will you do it for me? You do.
I absolutely will take my kids to those kinds of
movies. Okay,
what
about
your wife? I don't necessarily like them. But did you understand that I don't want to see my wife sitting next to me just like in like
you're
all
making,
of all these
Rico.
Dudes with
you're
their
making it about yourself.
Package.
It's just a movie.
It's a waste of time for a man to watch that movie.
No, it's not.
Listen, if your man watches that movie with you, he's either pee-whipped or closeted gay.
Olivia in Sunnyvale, should Rico just shut up and watch the damn movie?
Yes, he should. Marriage is about compromise. And Rico, if you want some nookie to make your wife happy, you better sit on that damn couch and watch that damn movie.
Yeah, you know, I'll bet your wife doesn't want to watch the World Series that's about to,
I know,
to be unfolded. She doesn't want to watch that. But for you, she'll do it.
Yeah, because
what I thought.
Tim in Antioch, should Rico watch Magic Mike with his wife?
I would just say suck it up, just watch it.
I'm not sucking any.
Some dance
moves. I'm not doing
it. Get up and start dancing in some little G-string.
Yeah.
First of all,
I went to the movies with my wife.
Yes.
There
but
are,
you love movies, all types of movies.
That's not the point.
Oh.
I love movies that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
This was strictly just about her interested to, you know, I don't know why she wanted to see it. My guess is because it's Channing Tatum in a G-string. And there are many parts of the movie, I would say about 100%, where it's like, I'm just sitting here watching naked men and they're slapping each other's ass and they're shaking their butt around. But it's like she wants to see it.
Yeah, and I understand that there's compromise in a relationship, but to a certain extent.
Rico,
I mean, come on.
It's not
now.
Gay porn.
What is it? What's it going to do for you to have me sitting next to you watching this movie?
This could help you. After Steph watches this movie and gets all turned on and aroused, the movie's going to end and you're going to be there to help her.
I'll just get
and
her
then,
drunk.
Yeah, then you can disappoint her.
Louise in Antioch, should Rico watch this movie with his wife?
Yes, he should. Happy wife, happy life. Watch the movie and maybe he'll get some.
What a great saying. Happy wife, happy life.
I try to live that. I try to make my wife happy as possible.
No,
but I don't understand what's it going to do for her to have me sitting on the couch next to her.
It's not you
upset.
Doing something for her. It's just that she wants to see it and you're her husband. Just watch with her. It's not like it's going to do something extra. It's the fact that you're not doing something that she wants to.
But that's just an outlandish request, man. It's like watching two hours of
excuses. Alyssa in San Jose, should Rico just suck it up and watch Magic Mike with his wife?
Okay, Rico, this is your biggest problem with your wife. You need to mat up and do all these little things that she wants you to do because you don't realize when you do these little things, you get major brownie points and major sex.
See, you're always wondering why your wife doesn't want to because you're not willing to do things
Listen,
for her.
And because he's ugly.
Sex shouldn't be a Scooby snack. Just because I want good behavior, I finally get some sex, a good sex. I
mean, you have. Yep. What do you mean? You need to behave good, well, like your wife wants, and then she'll give you some.